good morning.
It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, it's Thanksgiving week, a shortened week for many, a big travel week. And, of course, the holiday symbolizes political discussions. I wonder what those will be like around the Thanksgiving table this week.
That's right, David. Everybody has an Uncle Irving. So, what do you do with him? Comes in and tells you, his political views. President Trump's a good guy and all like that. So, you want to choke on your turkey. But, the poor turkeys, I feel bad for them. It is a tradition. And, I'm making the turkey in our house. And there it is.
Well, we do know what happened over the weekend. President Donald Trump dismissed a Washington Post report, Alan, that the CIA believes that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of the paper's journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a possible fresh example of how the president says CNN is ignoring his intelligence agencies.
Well, now, David, let's face it. We know how this all works. President Trump has said on different occasions that he has never gotten anything from the Saudis personally. And on the other hand, he has also said that he has done business with the Saudis and it's been very good to him. And this is why the Constitution has an emoluments clause. It says you can't do that. It seems to be ignored here. And the fact is that the president knows full well that the evidence is increasingly pointing towards the crown prince. These are his guys. Everyone, there are pictures of him with each of them, or with many of them. And the president, of course, just can't give this up because he has this thing with Iran. He wants to keep trying to deal with what he perceives as their danger. And he has a problem because the Saudis are his main backstay in the Middle East. So the relationship is quite clear. You have emoluments. He's gotten business from them, personal business. We know that because he said that. And he's also said the opposite. So what we see is a travesty because, let's face it, more and more the evidence is pointing to the crown prince.
From there, let's go to the Florida Senate race where Governor Rick Scott has pulled it out after a recount.
Yeah, well, as I've been saying all along, I didn't think there was much chance that this thing was going to be reversed. That's too bad. Nelson was a terrific senator. He had been in the Senate a long, long time. He was a mainstay. Even Marco Rubio this morning, perhaps sensing that he had gone a little too far during the election, talked about what a great guy Bill Nelson was. You have two senators who we can look at who are trying to reverse the perception that they're meanies. We have Cruz in Texas all of a sudden has gotten a new personality. You got Marco Rubio in Florida. These are people who probably see that this relationship to Trump is not a good one for them politically. And you just begin to see subtly people pulling back a bit. And I suspect we're going to see a lot more of that as Trump gets into more and more trouble. In the meantime, David, the appointment of Whitaker as the acting attorney general is continuing to bring ire. In the Chris Wallace interview this weekend, Trump said he has to do what he has to do. And, if he's going to pull back on the Mueller investigation and suppress it, apparently, that's okay with him. He has to do what he wants to do, says the president, as if anybody could believe that nonsense. Not only that, you got Mitch McConnell standing up there saying the president will not do anything to influence the Mueller investigation. Really? Because you just heard it with Chris Wallace, and you know that that's where it's going. Basically, the president is endorsing the Whitaker interference in the investigation. And we all know why he fired Jeff Sessions, who he holds responsible for this whole thing. And then, too, David, the president is claiming that he answered the Mueller questions. He first told everybody that he was going to go and sit with Mueller because he wanted to do that. And then, of course, there was all the business from Rudy Giuliani and others that it would be a perjury trap. Well, when you get into a perjury trap, David, is when you perjure yourself. So this president is in a big kerfuffle over the fact that he knows he wrote the famous memo on the plane. He dictated it. And then his son, in some people's minds, may have allegedly perjured himself over who did that memo and what it was about and what was going on at the famous meeting with the Russian lawyer who, we are told in the beginning, it was all about adoption. And it turned out it was all about bringing Hillary, anti-Hillary material to the meeting. So once that's resolved, and I have a feeling that's a big part of what Mueller is dealing with, it either leaves the president in trouble or the son in trouble. And very often, David, I've referred to one of my favorite novels, Shogun, in which the Shogun says to his son, go commit suicide. You're inconvenient right now, something like that. We're going to see how much love this president has for anybody, including his own son.
And certainly we know that the president is pondering more staff changes, including his chief, John Kelly.
Well, yes. I was thinking about this. Every time you kick out a key player who has all the facts, it creates even more potential trouble for you. Because what would a tell-all book by John Kelly be worth on the open market?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.